Pod Tackler episode 431, bringing old school to new school, for June 26, 2014. Hello everyone, welcome to Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Dust Storm. And this week I have a guest host that's been on the show once before. He's going to be Brent's temporary replacement since we still can't seem to get his mic working at the moment. But it is BioWolf. Welcome back, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
Definitely. We actually had a little conversation over the weekend, and you guys may be seeing him a little bit more. Still need to work out some details, but BioWolf is a pretty good friend of mine. We've been friends for, what, a little over a year now?
I'm thinking on two. I mean,
maybe two?
Yeah, I think I talked to you just after Halo 4 came out, so a little bit. No, actually, no, that is a year. I'm sorry. I'm thinking it's 2 years.
Yeah, that was late 2012, so just a little over a year. It's going to be some interesting news coming out of Halo over the next week or so, because Halo's going to RTX, which is awesome, and we'll be at RTX. BioWolf will be at RTX. We're going to be talking about a lot of cool stuff RTX-wise. But first, we have some bulletin stuff from 2 weeks ago to talk about. As you guys know, 343 released a huge bucket of information regarding the Master Chief Collection in the bulletin for June 19th, which we didn't cover because we actually had some guests on to talk about some Halo 5 anticipation with Green Skull and Naked Eli. So we wanted to go back and take a look at some of the questions that were posted by Bravo in the bulletin and address some concerns or questions that people had regarding the Master Chief Collection. So we're going to be taking a look at that, and then we'll take a look, of course, at this week's bulletin and pick a forum thread of the week, since we haven't done that in a couple of weeks. So, of course, with the E3 stuff, well, first off, BioWolf, what did you think of the E3 presentation for Halo?
I thought it was really good. I actually had to watch it after work, which was like around 8 o'clock at night. So, but I rewatched it. I thought they did a pretty good job. I like the fact that they just, you know, Ghost was there and Bravo and Neighbor, you know, they were showing off the Halo 2 anniversary, which was pretty cool. But out of anything, I think the trailer was the most intriguing out of everything. You know, you're seeing about how, you know, someone's looking at Chief's past, like that hologram doohickey, whatever it was. I don't exactly know. But it was pretty good. You know, it was definitely like Halo fans were definitely getting excited. My iPod was on. I completely forgot to turn it off. But everybody was going nuts. I was hearing tweets here left and right after at work. So it was definitely there. It was awesome to see. So I enjoyed it.
It was really cool. Being there in person was even more satisfying. Just feeling the bass and just feeling the atmosphere there was simply amazing.
Oh, I bet.
But I've already ranted about that enough, so just wanted to kind of get your feelings about it. And I think everyone's general reaction to it, at least judging by social media, Facebook, Twitter, and all that stuff, people have taken it very well, and people are going to be looking at getting an Xbox One if they don't already to get the Master Chief Collection when it comes out in November. And if they already have an Xbox One, then they're definitely going to pick up the series. And I, for one, am very excited about what's coming down the line. And we got some more information, like I said, from last week's bulletin to kind of unveil a little bit of what's going on with the Master Chief Collection, what we're actually getting with it when it comes out in November. Some of the stuff that they answered in the Q&A that Bravo posted, they answered already from interviews that they've done with like IGN or GameSpot. And we actually have an interview still pending with Bravo from 343 that hasn't quite been approved yet. I'm trying to get that. I'm pinging them constantly, trying to see when it's going to be ready. Hopefully it'll be ready by this weekend, so we can get that posted for you guys. There is some very small exclusive stuff in there, not too much. A lot of the stuff's been addressed in this Q&A or in other interviews, but there's a few details in there that's not quite massive in the terms of some of the other questions that people have, but there's a few little exclusive things in there. And then we'll be doing another podcast at RTX most likely as well. But I just wanted to go over some of these Q&A things that Bravo posted, and BioWolf, if you want to pull up the bulletin from June 19th, you can probably read off some of these too.
Okay.
There is going to be a digital version of the Master Chief Collection, and it is going to have all the same perks as you get with the physical version, the disc version. So there was a question that someone posted of whether or not you'd get Nightfall, and if you get the digital version, you will have access to Nightfall. You will have access to the multiplayer beta just like you would with the physical version, so there's not going to be any difference between you getting the digital version or you getting the physical version, except that you have the disc.
Yeah. A lot of people will argue about that, though, the digital and disc version. A lot of people like the hard copy.
I mean, I would have the hard copy just from a collector's standpoint. I wouldn't actually have it to play the game because, honestly, with, I want to say it was Call of Duty, I bought the disc version and actually gave that to someone else, and I ended up buying the digital version. And I'll probably do that for the Master Chief Collection as well, where I will buy the physical copy just to have it and then put it on my shelf kind of as a display because I have a whole Halo bookshelf of stuff, and then go and buy the digital version.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing with me. I mean, I got the Halo, I can't remember which one it was. It's the one with the helmet. I think that was the Legendary Edition. The Halo 3 Legendary
Edition. Legendary Edition for Halo 3.
I got that. I got a regular copy of the just regular disc or whatever. And I also have an unopened copy of a steel book, and it comes with a second disc with a movie and stuff like that. I don't remember which one that was, but
the Halo 2 Limited Edition.
Is that what it, no, it's Halo 3. It just didn't.
No, it's Halo 2. It's the Halo 2 Limited Edition that was the metal jacket with the DVD.
Right. Okay, that's right. Yeah, so I got that. And I also just have, since Halo 3 was free, you know, I have that on digital download. I guess a lot of people are turning to digital now only because, like, I guess it's convenient, you know, you just download it and then you don't have to pop anything in. You know what I mean? The only thing you have to worry about is this hard drive space.
And now they have the expanded hard drive where you can put in a hard drive, at least as long as it's 256 gigs, connect it. And it's, of course, it has to be USB 3.0, but you can connect it and you can have all that hard drive space and you can swap them in and out. So that was a very smart move on Microsoft's part to finally support external storage for a decent size.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, not to mention I got a terabyte hard drive waiting to be plugged into that when it's completely full. So
very nice. I will probably get a 2 terabyte hard drive whenever my hard drive decides to fill up, which will set me about back maybe $100.
Right.
By that point, it'll probably be somewhat in the next year, though, because I'm not one to go out and buy a lot of games unless I'm really into it. So I'm not really looking to buy any more games, I think, on my Xbox One until the Master Chief Collection, to be perfectly honest.
We got a couple. I mean, Sunset Overdrive's looking pretty, you know, it's looking decent.
That is a good one.
There's that. And the only thing, honestly, else that's coming out besides that is Destiny. You know, that's the only thing I can honestly really say that I'm going for Xbox One with this year, so...
That's right, I forgot about Destiny. That's in September.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have that on pre-order, but it'll be a game that I'll probably play for a little bit and then put down. It's nothing that is groundbreaking to me.
Yeah, everybody has their opinions.
Yeah, we do. There's been a lot of questions around the interface that's going to be used. People were wondering if all the menus are going to be their own individual ones, like they were, like having each game kind of has their own menus. Or being able to change all the custom game options within a separate setting for each game or a whole unified interface. And Bravo has come out and for all those kinds of questions, everything's going to be driven off of one new unified user interface. Everything that you do specific to a game, there's going to be artwork, of course, in the back that kind of reflects that game's art state. So I think one of the screenshots that they have is they're kind of customizing a Halo 3 game and they have the Halo 3 crater in the background. So those will dynamically change as you've seen in some of the in the past games like Halo 4, Halo 3, Halo Reach, where that background art changes from menu to menu. So they are kind of integrating that into that unified UI experience, but everything is going to be kind of under this one umbrella when it comes to the graphical interface and the menus.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. I don't know. You wouldn't really break that stuff up when you're kind of doing a whole experience. You don't want that to be too separate and make it too difficult to go into one area and then back into another.
Yeah. The one thing I'm honestly going to say I'm not going to miss is the Halo 4, like, just like main screen music, that lady singing. I'm not going to miss that at all. From the monks in Halo 3, that's something they can just throw in there and I can listen to that all day. It drives other people nuts, but I like it. So.
Well, it's very iconic to Halo. I mean, that's one of the first things that you hear whenever you launch Halo 4, Halo 1, Halo 2, and Halo 3 is the Gregorian chant, the monks, the epic Halo music for Halo 1, Halo 2, and Halo 3. I thought Halo 2 and 3 had the best menus because I really liked Unforgotten and some of those other tracks that Marty wrote that really, for me, dives into some of the emotion behind Halo.
Right.
But that's just me.
Right, and the thing that's really interesting is I downloaded the entire Halo Reach album, and even then you could still hear, like, it's very faint, but you can hear the monk chant in a couple of different songs. I think it's like the Oni song, can't remember exactly which one it was, but it, you hear it. So I mean, it's throughout like the majority of the Halo. So like you said, it's a very iconic, you know, song and chant. So
yeah, so lots of cool stuff coming with the menus. We haven't heard anything about what they're going to be doing for music. I do know they're doing a remastered soundtrack for Halo 2 Anniversary, so you will get that same experience that you got for Halo 1 Anniversary in the campaign. But I don't know what they're going to be doing for the menu music. That might be something I can ask Bravo at RTX. All they've really talked about is kind of the layout and the design of the UI, where it's going to be this unified interface, and how everything's going to be driven by this new experience. Nothing in terms of the sound, though. So that may be something that we'll ask. There's going to be no live streaming. Or, sorry, not live streaming. No spectator mode. When Bravo was asked that, or when he answered the question in the bulletin, he said that, there, of course, you're going to be able to leverage the capabilities that Xbox One has to broadcast your gameplay, but there will not be a spectator mode supported for the Master Chief Collection. So for those that were looking to that, unfortunately, we're not going to be seeing that. Hopefully in Halo 5 we can get that, which would be nice.
A lot of people are very hesitant on that spectator mode. A lot of people are. A lot of people want to see it. You know, a lot of people were disappointed that Halo 4 didn't have it.
Yeah, it's been one of those things that I think I've requested ever since really hopping on the Halo scene back in Halo 3 on the Xbox.
Right.
And I mean, I'm not the first, definitely. I'm not claiming that idea. I'm sure MLG had it way back in the realms of Halo 1 when they wanted to do that. But it was one of those things that I think in Halo 2 development, when they had the beta, where they actually were experimenting with a spectator mode, but it never got implemented. So I think it's definitely possible to get Halo to be a spectator mode game. I mean, you have it for Call of Duty, and I think there's a couple other games that support it. So I believe with the drive and with the demand for people that want spectator mode, we will probably see it in Halo 5.
Yeah, I mean, 343 can do it. You know, it's not impossible. So, and like you said, like with the amount of people wanting it, I'm sure something will pop up, you know, whether or not.
From a customization perspective, someone asked, will armor permutations work across all games, and will everything be unlocked from the start? Bravo says they're still in development about doing some of the customization. They're still kind of working out some ideas and seeing if they can actually fit within the game, and they'll have more information about customizations closer to launch. So nothing at this time, but as we get closer, probably PAX time frame, when they have a little bit more of a firmer build and seeing what capabilities they can actually implement into the game before they have to launch it in November, I think we'll see a lot more of those finer detail things come out for the Master Chief Collection.
Like PAX, when that comes around, really going to be interesting to see what they bring out for Halo Master Chief Collection. Like, even me, I thought they would do something at RTX, but, you know, I was really thinking, I was like, that's a little too soon. I'm really looking forward to see what they bring out for that. Like what it's going to look like, you know, for like a demo or whatever it is that they're going to be doing.
Right. One thing that someone asked that I kind of find a little interesting is, the question is, how long has the Master Chief Collection been in development? And Bravo said they were actually thinking about the idea of having it debut on the Xbox One prior to Halo 4.
Wow.
Was released. So they've been thinking about this for a long time, and he doesn't necessarily say that's when they started developing it, but the idea of doing this massive collection has been around since very early on.
Right. Yeah, that's a little crazy to me. I mean, like, you know, they're over there. Everybody over at 343 is really compassionate for Halo. You know, just everybody loves having a good time with it, and it's really cool to see that they're bringing back, you know, something like all the original, like, Halos with Chief in them, you know, to the Xbox One platform. You know, it's, you know, everybody says that all the time. It's like, I switched back to the 360 just to play Halo. You know what I mean? Like, just to constantly go back and forth, it's like, it's a pain in the butt. But now that this is coming out, it's definitely going to be, it's going to advance things a little bit more than just the 360. It's good, looking good, but I really just can't wait to see what it looks like on the Xbox One. Not to mention what everything's going to look like for the Halo 2 anniversary. You know, like, those screenshots that they posted up, they look ridiculous. Like, this,
they are beautiful.
Oh man,
1080p, 60 frames per second on dedicated servers for everything multiplayer, and of course 1080p for all the campaign and other game modes as well. It's going to be ridiculous. Going to be a lot of fun. One of the other things that was asked and that they finally confirmed was that there is not going to be any join in progress. So everyone's fears of having the join in progress that was in Halo 4, you're not going to experience any of that with the Master Chief Collection. I know a lot of people have been really upset about how the join in progress system works in Halo 4. I personally don't have too much of a problem with it. Ever since some of the last bigger updates that they've made to the game, outside of just the matchmaking updates, the join in progress hasn't actually been too bad for my experience. I can't speak to everyone else though, but it does seem like they did come to a decent balance with the join in progress, where it was early enough on where you weren't being affected too much. There were a few one-off cases where you would get into a middle of a match and it was just completely unbalanced. But for the most part, the join in progress system, I think they kind of tweaked it to work pretty well.
Yeah, I don't have any.
But for those that have been kind of cautious about it, they're not going to have any join in progress for any of the games in the Master Chief Collection.
That's going to be interesting to see. I mean, they, with Halo Reach, a lot of people said the same thing. It's like they wish they had a join section progress or join session in progress thing. And a lot of people were disappointed that they didn't have it in Halo Reach. I didn't see a problem with it because it was a pain in the butt. Like when someone just backed out, there's been several times where my entire team just backed out. You know, it was just, I was by myself taking on all these guys, but I don't see too much of a problem with it.
Well, some people still do, but as far as it being out, it's kind of how Halo's been in the past, where you start off with the game with everyone there, and if people drop out, then they drop out. I don't think it's going to be a huge detriment, but people have wanted it taken away, so they took it away.
Sounds right. Like,
and that's that.
Yep.
Next thing that I found, or that I pulled out, that hasn't been, I think, quite as pronounced, but it is something that they have talked about, is you can still play campaign, split screen, local, and do LAN play as well. It doesn't have to be online multiplayer. For Halo C Anniversary and Halo 2 Anniversary, it's still only two players max co-op, split screen, or online, or LAN play. And then Halo 3 and Halo 4, since those supported the four-player online co-op, you can do those still four-player online co-op, and those support local two-player max split screen. So for anyone wanting to do, to invite your buddy over and talk about play the campaigns, just kind of in the same room, then you can do that. Another question that someone had was whether or not there will be ranked and social playlists. And this is kind of related to the whole, how are the ranks going to work with the Master Chief Collection? Bravo answers the whole ranked and social playlist thing was that we're going to talk about at a later date. There are plans on what they're going to do to implement the playlist systems. We've already had some screenshots of campaign playlists and multiplayer playlists of how they kind of envision it working, but they don't have anything set in stone at this point, and it's something that they're going to continue to work until they have more details. I would assume this is probably something they're going to have around PAX time or shortly after PAX when they can answer some of those questions, because of them just going and testing all the different things that they can do with the system and what they want to do with the system. Let's see. Look, did you have one?
No, I was just looking back. One that I seen that was the thing that I liked the most was the terminals. They were talking about the terminals. It says, well, we'll be seeing terminals or things like them in an anniversary edition of Halo 2. And they said yes.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit last week when we discussed the whole Halo 5 stuff and what they would do to kind of integrate some of that news, or not exactly news, but some of that footage that they're developing for the terminals and for the prologue and the epilogue. With all the remastered cutscenes. I'm really interested to see what they're going to do with it, because we got a lot of glimpses into what they were going to do with Halo 4 in the Halo CE anniversary terminals. So I have a feeling it's going to be similar in the way that they're going to introduce some of the stuff for Halo 5 and start to tell that story and what they're going to be doing in the game. I don't know if the art style is going to be the same. I'm pretty sure it's not, because I have a I think Blur is doing all the cutscenes, and I would imagine they may be doing the terminals as well. They haven't come out and said that yet, but I wouldn't put it past 343 to have them do all the cutscenes and do the terminals. Because while the art style for the terminals on Halo C Anniversary were kind of cool, I didn't particularly care for how they portrayed those.
Yeah.
For me personally.
Me, I liked Halo 4's. I liked little cutscenes that they had in there. I mean, granted, you had to go to Waypoint and watch them, but they weren't... I'm trying to remember. In CE, they didn't just pop up, did they? I'm trying to remember.
No, you had to actually go to the Waypoint app and watch the terminal there, or you could watch the terminal on Waypoint.com.
Okay, so it was...
HaloWaypoint.com.
Yeah, that was the same thing. So, yeah, I'm really interested to see what they have for the terminals, like what story we're going to see pop up when we find them.
Yeah. Some more questions regarding button combos that you can do and glitches. All the button combos are still there. You can still BXR, you can still BXB and all that crazy stuff. The 6 new maps for those kind of combos and glitches will not work as they did on the original game or the original maps because it is using a mix of the Halo 2, the Halo 4, and a couple other engines in there. So it's basically a completely separate engine. And you will hear that on the podcast that I did with Bravo once it gets approved or once it gets out there, you'll have a little bit more reasons why they did the 5 engines instead of just doing 4 and having the remastered stuff being kind of... Because they didn't want to pull off of the Halo 4 engine, and the engine that they're using for the Halo 2 redesign maps is not the Halo 5 engine. So it's a completely its own engine for these 6 remastered maps.
That's going to be... I can't wait to see the new maps. I really can't. Or will the remastered maps for Halo 2 Anniversary. I mean, I'm just looking at the...
Yeah, and we have one of them.
Yeah. The one...
We have the first one, which is Ascension, and then the other ones, we haven't heard of what they are yet. They're going to announce those at a later date.
Yeah, I'm just looking at this picture of the Ascension. It really just looked amazing. Like, I loved how the Halo ring, like, you could see in the background like that.
It is really well done. I really like the art that they put into the remastered Ascension. It'd be cool if they could show off another one at RTX, but I don't think they're going to.
Yeah.
So, we'll see that a little bit later on, I'm sure. As PAX comes around, I have a feeling we'll know most, if not all, the maps by the time that comes around. Which that's also coming up pretty close as well, because that's 2 months away.
Yeah.
PAX Prime is 2 months away, which is crazy.
A lot of stuff this year, man. A lot of stuff.
The convention season is full swing right now.
Absolutely.
There's a question about whether or not 343 would throw community events, and Brava says, absolutely. We will certainly be organizing community playdates, and most of us will be online every day this fall. Seriously. So maybe the return of a similar Bungie Hump Day thing, which would be pretty cool. See them get a little more involved with the community, kind of playing them. They have had the streams when they've done some of the playlist reveals, but having community playdates a little bit outside of that would be nice to see. I don't know if these community players are going to be run in a similar fashion where they're going to just go off of hopping into a match and doing games, but I would like to see something along the lines of a Bungie Hump Day where they basically go and challenge a particular community or clan. I think that'd be pretty cool.
That would be pretty neat. You know, I was a part of the race stream that they did, or the race game type stream that they did, and that was pretty fun. You know, I've been a part of, what was it? I think it was their last game night that they had. It was with BS Angel. As the community manager, that was her last game night, I think it was, or community play date. So,
yeah, I was in that one too. I think we actually ended up being in the same game, if I recall correctly.
I don't remember. It's been a while.
Last big question that I saw in here to pick out was someone asking about this someone asking about tracking stats for Halo 1, 2, and 3. Bravo came back and said they're not revealing any details, but Waypoint will be tracking stats for all games to some capacity. We don't know how involved those stats are going to be, if it's going to be something kind of simple or if it's going to be something that's in depth, but they will be tracking stats and they will be on Waypoint in some degree.
That'd be interesting to see. That's the one thing I do like about Waypoint is just looking up all my stats. you know, my medals, my, like, where I stand with everybody else, like, with the CSR and all that. That I love looking at that stuff.
I just have one note on that. Please don't use Silverlight. Please just have a simple stats interface that works and doesn't break, and where you can actually link to games without having to figure out what you have to do, some convoluted, okay, right-click, find this link, and whatnot. Because I know a lot of people had issues with making or getting some of the stats there in the past for Halo 4, and they did make some improvements to the Waypoint APIs to have that experience run a little bit smoother on the website, but it was still a pain to get through. So that wraps it up for the questions from last week's bulletin. Bywolf, did you have any other ones that kind of stuck out to you that you wanted to discuss?
Not that I see. I think we pretty much got all of them that I had interest in.
Yeah. And like I said, guys, we do have the interview with Bravo pending. There's a little bit more information on that podcast. So once that gets approved and once it's posted, you guys will hear some of that. The next stuff that we want to talk about, of course, is this week's bulletin. And 343 will be at RTX, like I said before. I'm going to be there. Beowulf's going to be there. We're probably going to be doing a podcast from there, maybe two. Bravo did say he'd be willing to do another podcast at RTX, and hopefully this one won't take as long to approve as the one that we have from E3. E3 is a little bit more understandable because it was a lot of their big ticket items that they were talking about, so it was a lot of information really fast, and they wanted to make sure that they have it all right. I think for RTX, they probably have a lot more of the information nailed down, so having an interview with Bravo there, I think will be a little bit more set in stone and not take too long to get approved. Once we get to RTX, though, we have a lot going on. There's going to be a booth, of course, set up by 343, and there's going to be a panel as well. You'll get to hear Bravo and a few others sit up on, I think, the main stage at RTX. And their panel is on Saturday, July 5th at noon. It's for an hour. And, of course, it's going to be live streamed, so you can tune in remotely there. Actually, I take that back. Bravo may not be on there, but there's going to be some designers and devs from 343 and Certain Affinity on talking about the design of the Master Chief Collection and where their kind of intent for the project is. So if you're at RTX or you have some time on Saturday to watch the panel, it's on Saturday, July 5th at noon, and it goes on for an hour. And then after that, of course, is going to be my podcasting panel. And you can check that out at 1:30 on Saturday, and that's going to be in one of the smaller panel rooms. I'll have to get those details, and I'll be posting that up next week once I get some more stuff in order for that. As far as some of the stuff going on with the booth that they have, they're going to have, and this is kind of a blast from the past type of thing, they're going to have Halo 2, like old-style Halo 2, played on original Xbox, original Duke controllers, on CRT TVs. This is going back old, old school. And you're going to have the chance to play against pros. They're calling it the first and only official 4th of July 2014 Classic Halo Play a Pro competition, which is a long frickin' title. And Bravo jokes in there, we'll probably come up with a better name for it and is asking for suggestions. So that's going to be an event where you can get you and yourself and a buddy up to play against two pros and just have some fun on Lockout. It's a free play event, so you can just come by. Okay, so we have a quick change in the podcasting happenings. Beowulf is experiencing some severe weather at the moment, so we have Godzilla Todd to come fill his place for the time being. So, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be able to help.
Yep, you've been in the live stream, so you're pretty much caught up with the stuff. We're talking some RTX, and of course the Halo 2 playable there on original Xboxes with Duke controllers. On CRT TVs. I mean, so I was talking to someone, I can't remember who, and they were like, can you even find CRTs anymore? Because that's one of those things, it's like ancient tech. You have maybe your grandma or grandpa still watching them. And that, actually for me, there's one in our basement that our landlord had here. So I technically do have a CRT TV if I wanted to play Halo 2 on it. But you're going completely old school.
Actually, I've got one sitting right next to me. I've got a TV that's, you know, it has a built-in DVD player that I replaced a while back, and it just sitting there. I haven't got rid of it yet. Yeah.
My gosh.
And somebody we were talking to last night during the game night said they had three or four of them that they use for.
Oh, it was last night when we were talking about it.
That's last night, right. During game night, yeah.
That's right. Which, of course, by the way, for those who were not there, we had a Halo 2 Vista game night, which was a ton of fun. We actually ended up playing for about 3 hours, and about an hour and a half into it, we actually managed to find someone who was hosting a lobby, not a server, but an actual lobby, and we were there for about an hour and a half, I think, playing rockets all across a bunch of different maps, and it was a ton of fun. We'll do another event probably after RTX, because Halo 2 is awesome, and it's a big hype right now because of the Master Chief Collection and Halo 2 Anniversary. So if you still want to play Halo 2 on Xbox Live, you can. You can play it on Windows Vista if you still have that piece of crap operating system, or Windows 7, which is preferable, or even Windows 8. So if you want to play Halo 2 on Xbox Live with the Botacular crew, we'll be hosting another night. If you don't have a copy of the game, you can pick one up on Amazon for, I believe, under $20, and we have an affiliate link that you can use on our homepage, too. So go there, pick up your copy of Halo 2 Vista, and be ready for the next time we do Halo 2, because it's a lot of fun. And you don't have to worry about setting up Xbox Connect or Xbox or X-Link, any of that stuff. You just sign in with your gamer tag. There's 1,000 gamer score you can get from achievements in that game. So if you need another game to get achievements on, there's an easy one for you to do. More than half of them are just from campaign achievements. So go pick up the game. Come join the fun. And if you're at RTX, just go play some Halo. You'll get to play 2v2 on Lockout, which is going to be pretty cool. Although, the thing is, you're going to be playing against pros. So you'll probably get destroyed a little bit, depending on your skill in Halo 2, but you can still go and have some nostalgic fun.
Yeah, for me, that'd be like 25-0, and I'm the zero.
I would probably get a couple kills in. Oh, I would too. I would maybe get a couple kills in, but other than that, I would be destroyed.
Yeah, I might get the lucky grenade. That'd be about it.
Some other details about what's going on in RTX. We have the panel. We have their booth. They're having the campaign demo there. It's another behind closed doors demo that they're doing. It's the same one that they had, I believe, at E3 for the media demo that they gave. So if you're at RTX, you will be able to actually see the campaign gameplay, the UI that they have, an actual UI build, not just static images. You can get in. Right. So it's open to anyone. You just have to be in line and you have to wait to get in. So if you want to see how the Master Chief Collection is going to look like from the UI perspective, all the stuff we just talked about from the Q&A from last week, then, and if you're there, then make sure you hop in line and check it out. So they got the booth. They got the campaign demo. They have the Play a Pro station where you can play some original Halo 2 on original Xboxes using original Duke controllers on freaking huge CRT TVs. And, of course, you can check out the Master Chief Collection panel. Again, that's Saturday, July 5th at noon in the main hall at the Austin Convention Center. And then followed by my panel at 1:30.
I still wish I had one of those Duke controllers.
I never had an original Xbox, so I don't have one.
Yeah, I've got a couple of original Xboxes, but I got them late after the revision on the controllers where they switched to the smaller controller.
Ah.
A friend of mine got an earlier version, and he had that Duke controller. And I, you know, I loved it when we went over to, you know, just play split screen because he had a couple of them. And it fit your hand a lot better, you know, with having bigger hands. I know a lot of people like the smaller one, but that, I like that big one. I like the way it felt in my hand.
I know that Claude has a modded version of the Duke controller for the 360. He was given that at Halo Fest. So with the Master Chief, with the Master Chief Collection, there's been a few questions, and I think we actually talked about this during the 3 for 3 party we had at E3, was kind of joking whether or not they would make a Duke modded controller for the Xbox One, which would be kind of cool. I mean, playing Halo 1 and Halo 2 on Xbox One using the Duke controller, a modified Duke controller.
Oh, I'd love to see that. I'd love to be the recipient of that. That would be neat.
I think any Halo fan from a long, long time ago from Halo 1 and Halo 2 would love to have something like that. We don't know, though. We could see one. They could go. I forget who the guy that modded the controller, I forget what his name is at the moment, but they could go back to him and be like, hey, can we have a couple of these for Xbox One? And he'll probably be like, sure.
Wish I was more technically savvy in that point where I could just build my own. Of course, the trick is finding a Duke controller now.
Yeah.
They're rare birds.
One thing I do want to find at some point is the original Halo Xbox and the controller that goes with it, the green one, kind of continuing my collection. Every once in a while they do, yeah.
Last one I saw was $700 and it had to come from Japan.
Whoa. Was it an NTSC box or was it a PAL box?
This one was actually a U.S. box.
That just happened to be in Japan?
Well, what happened is the owner moved to Japan.
Ah.
And seeing he thought he could make some money on it, which he did. I forget what the actual original sale price was, or the final sale price was, but last time I saw it, it was like $700.
Makes sense.
The new Reach and Halo 4 boxes are getting up there, too.
Are they really? I have each of those, so. Well, I'm keeping mine. I'm not giving mine away. Sorry, people. Mine is staying with me. Next on the bulletin update, though, Halo Escalation number 7 is out. Again, I'm still behind on that stuff, so we'll talk about that a little bit later. But this one, the prologue to this is 8 months ago, an attack on Earth left 7 million dead, including the family of Spartan Gabriel Thorne. Today, the city has opened from quarantine, and Thorne is going home to see what's left and what it has to do with the Master Chief. Still kind of a continuation on from Halo 4 stuff.
Yeah, I should have my copy here for too long. It's supposed to be coming in the mail. I look forward to reading it.
And, of course, whenever I get time to finally go through all these, we'll talk about it, people. I know people want me to hear us talk about it. We will get there. Promise me, we will. Something that hasn't been on the bulletin for a while, though, is a matchmaking update calendar. Who would have thunk? So, right now we have Team DLC as the rotational playlist. We have the next 4 weeks after that, or sorry, not 4 weeks, the next, I guess, four different playlists coming out, mapped out. So from June 23rd to June 6th, it's Team DLC June 23rd to July 6th, not June 6th. Team DLC from July 7th to July 20th is going to be Team Oddball. From July 21st to August 4th is going to be Big Team SWAT, which is going to be crazy.
I wonder if they fixed the lag issue on that.
Figuring that they're putting probably a lot of development efforts towards Halo 5 and the Master Chief Collection, I'm going to lean on the side of maybe not. That would just be a hunch, though. We have Community Forge Race from August 4th to August 18th. And then after that, we have Extraction, which is heading into PAX time. And that's going to be from August 18th to September 1st. So those are your rotational playlists coming up pretty soon. The Community Forge Race I'm actually looking forward to, because there's been a couple race maps that we've done in some Halo 4 game nights that have been really, really fun. And they were actually made using the modded race game type, so it'd be interesting to see if those had been adapted for the official race game type, which uses CTF, which still kind of boggles my mind. So if that happens, though, seeing a lot of these racetracks that have been made get adopted into the actual race game type would be pretty cool to see.
I have a lot of fun in race. I'll enjoy that playlist.
And Halo Collector's in the chat, and it's Ben Heck that made the modded Duke controller. And he actually made an Xbox 360 laptop, which is insane. So check him out. You can just Google him. You can find him. So thanks, Halo Collector. I'm not sure who's running behind that one today. But whoever is, thanks. Another thing that we have is Screenshot Spotlight, which we haven't done in a while. This week's is the Light Rifle. From ones I've seen in here that I kind of like, Potent by Obex, and Obex is one of those guys over there from Griffball Hub, and Receptor 17 is up here in this list too. I like his. His is called Light Recon. A lot of these are actually pretty good this week. Light Rifle 10 by Crazed Spartan 2, Strato Sentinel by Stealth Ace, and Snapdragon Top Sniper 707. I'm going to make those my top five. Oh, well, Gesture's pretty good too. Dang it. A lot of these are pretty good this week.
I'm with you on the Receptor 17's Light Recon. The Light Rifle 10 I like. Those are my top two. Like I said, they're all good.
Yeah, they did a really good job this week. I think if I had to pick my top three, though, it would be Light Recon by Receptor 17, Potent by Obex, and Light Rifle 10. Those would probably be my top three.
That's a good top three.
Some other Halo news in this week, though, is we have another book, another novel coming to us just before the release. Yes. Just before the release of the Master Chief Collection in November, actually the week before, we're going to get Halo Broken Circle. And the description on this one is, witness as an untold chapter in the Halo lore as John Shirley's Halo Broken Circle takes us to the dawn of the Covenant and the fateful first bargain between the Prophets and the Elites. Broken Circle will explore an elite splinter group rebelling against the Covenant in its early days, a brave prophet caught in the machinations of the new Covenant leadership, and the root of the betrayal that would ultimately shatter the Covenant during events seen in the blockbuster Xbox game Halo 2.
I'm really looking forward to hearing about this part of the story.
Yeah, this is the story around the Great Schism. That's kind of what it's known for a lot of those Halo nerds out there. It's the, basically the Covenant Civil War, in a manner of speaking. Some of the different parts of the Covenant that weren't exactly on board with what the Prophets had to offer, and as far as their interpretations of what the Forerunners had left behind. And there was a small glimpse of this, actually, in Contact Harvest. We did see a little bit of how the Covenant acted early on, before they actually met up with humanity. So this is going to be kind of an expansion of that, I think. I think we'll see some crossovers between Contact Harvest, or see some references that kind of fulfill some of the gaps left from Contact Harvest, and get to really explore what makes up the Covenant. How did it start to form? How did all these different races kind of get roped into these prophets, false prophecies, in the manner of speaking? I'm really excited to get this. I got to read two other books first and some of the comics, but I'm really excited to see what this book has to offer. And there's no way I'm going to be able to finish it before the Master Chief Collection comes out, but nonetheless, it's going to be a really good book. Now, I'm not a big reader, so of course I don't know too many authors by name, so I don't know who John Shirley is, but it's still a Halo book. I'll have to do some research on what he's written before, see what kind of novels he's written. I'm assuming he's probably another sci-fi writer, so again, if I'm offending anybody about it, sorry, I'm not a bookworm. I'm just not. That's not my thing. My thing is video games. If someone in the Twitch chat knows, though, please let us know, and I will read out here before we finish up. Oh, wow.
Borderlands Unconquered.
Huh. Okay. I didn't even know there were Borderlands, like, novels or stuff like that. Wow. Huh. Okay.
But ones that would be your most recognizable, that's those. He's got several of them that he's got out.
Pins in the chat said he did the novelization of the movie Doom.
Ooh.
Which, that was a really weird movie to begin with.
Yeah, it was.
Interesting, though. Okay. Well, that gives you a little backstory of who he is. I'm going to go check out the Borderlands novels now, because I love Borderlands. Oh, and speaking of Borderlands, we released an interview with the one and only Randy Pitchford, president and CEO of Gearbox. So if you want to listen to some of the old-style Halo dev stuff, he was very high up in the ranks on Gearbox when they were developing Halo 1 for the PC. So they worked on the port, and they did a lot of work with the netcode behind Halo PC to get it working. So Gearbox actually plays a small part of Halo's franchise, and we got to sit down and talk to him about his development during Halo CE for the PC and his thoughts on the Master Chief Collection. So definitely go check that out. It's up on the podcast feed right now. It's about 8 minutes long, so it's a really quick listen, but it's really, really cool stuff to listen to. I had a lot of fun sitting down and talking with him. Really, really privileged and honored to actually get to talk with him during E3. So check it out. It's a very good little tidbit of a show to listen to if you're at all interested on the past development of Halo, kind of where Halo got its start with the PC and all that stuff, and kind of a little bit removed feelings from another developer, because he doesn't work on Halo anymore. Gearbox doesn't do anything with Halo. They only worked on Halo 1 for the PC. But to see how, like, passionate he was during the development of Halo, and how much he's still a Halo fan today, and how much the work that he did with Halo in the past has impacted the work that he's now doing at Gearbox with some of the other IPs that they're working with. It's just a really cool interview. So definitely go check it out. I cannot promote it enough.
I really enjoyed listening to it. It was a good interview.
Good.
It's nice to see a point of view from outside the normal Halo universe, I would say. You know, being Gearbox coming into, you know, the Bungie studios and saying in port, doing the port to the PC. And you can hear it in the interview that he really does love the Halo franchise.
He's still a very big fan of Halo and the franchise. And he's excited for the Master Chief Collection, too. Another little news tidbit is Spartan Assault is on the Steam Summer Sale. We announced, a couple months ago that Halo Spartan Assault was available on Steam. And you can get it on Steam right now for $3.34 until June 28th, which is actually 2 days away. So if you're listening to this, it's probably over by now. Or you're listening to this on the day that I post it and it's still out, so you would need to go grab it like today. But they did have it included in the summer sale, which is pretty cool. And that'll wrap it up for the Halo news for this week. Lots of cool stuff coming out of RTX that I'm really excited for. Again, I'm going to be there. Biowolf's going to be there. Godzilla is not going to be there.
Godzilla wishes he was going to be there.
Godzilla wishes he could be at a lot of places. But we will be doing podcasts there to some extent. Whether they're going to be live or not is still up in the air. We will post more details about that next week as we get more of a schedule of what's going on. And we will be trying to do another podcast with Bravo. And hopefully will not take as long to get approved. Hopefully. Not holding my breath on that one. We have a thread of the week, or community topic of the week, that I wanted to pull out since we haven't done one in a little while. And that, of course, is Halo 5 Beta, started by PTB Rules. Of course, with all the hype behind the Halo 5 Beta announced at E3, everyone's just kind of itching to get their hands on the beta. And the fact that it's coming out 9 months early, and we actually talked about this a little bit on the last podcast, but still, the fact that they're releasing it so early into development is such a blessing. I mean, for anyone that is listening to this, you got to realize that doing something like this for consoles is unprecedented. Having something out this early for a beta build, it just shows that 343 does really care about what the community thinks. And that's one of the main drivers right now for the hype for Halo, is that I think we have the Master Chief Collection coming out, everyone is excited to play Halo 2 Anniversary and relive that experience, and the Halo 5 beta coming out in December as well. Just being able to get a part of that and help shape the future of Halo multiplayer is going to be a huge opportunity.
I think it's going to be really good for the multiplayer on this go around, for 343 and for the community, that they'll get it, you know, nail it right on the first release of the game, instead of having to do the major up or major patch a month or two into the game.
Uh huh.
Hopefully it comes with theater and for the multiplayer and campaign this time.
So yeah, that's not something that we'll get to test in the beta, because it's just going to be a multiplayer beta. But as far as Halo 5 is concerned, I think they're going to try to bring a lot of the features that were in the past games. So theater and campaign, Forge, kind of a full-fledged Forge, they're going to bring that back. I don't know what they're going to do with whether they do something like Firefight or do something like a second season of Spartan Ops or whatever.
Or some other completely all new idea.
Yeah, some completely new cooperative multiplayer mode outside of the campaign. But that's going to be the thread of the week. Of course, we'll post it again in our podcast post. Check it out. Voice your ideas and feelings about the Halo 5 beta. That's kind of what everyone's been doing over here. Just mostly everyone is excited. Everyone is happy to see them come out with an early beta. Everyone is excited to see some of the new stuff that they're going to be implementing. The arena gameplay, which they highly emphasized during the E3 stuff, and some of these Spartan abilities that everyone's been asking about, is probably something we'll get in the beta as well. Everyone, as far as I know, is still a little hesitant on the whole Spartan abilities things because of armor abilities. They're trying to assure everyone that it's not going to be the case where these are armor abilities. So come December, we'll have a lot better idea of what Spartan abilities means and how this arena gameplay mode is going to be geared towards a lot of the competitive play.
From the chatter I've heard on that, it sounds like that they're going to be more of a game mechanic than, you know, an add-on like an armor ability that you can modify.
It sounds something that's,
you know, it's something that every Spartan just inherently does, like sprint.
Right.
Although they could come up with some pretty interesting button combos.
We'll have to see what happens there. Anyways, that's kind of it for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Kind of a shorter show to talk about stuff, catching up with the Halo Bulletin and all the news and all the questions that we've had about Halo 5 and the Master Chief Collection. Again, once I get the approval from Bravo to post the podcast, we will post it that day, literally. I mean, everything, it's just a matter of slapping on the tags and making the post. So once that gets approved, we will get it out the door for you guys. And then, of course, we'll be having another recording, likely at RTX, to talk about some more information that they're dropping at RTX and some little tidbits, which I'm sure they'll be willing to talk about. But until then, please check out podtacular.com. Check out our forums. We're growing day by day. I think we're up to about 70 or 75-ish members, and we have lots of cool discussions going on there. Make sure you check out our game nights on Wednesdays. This last Wednesday, like I said before, we did a Halo 2 Vista night. We normally do Halo 4 nights. We may start to mix that up a little bit, going down where we may hop on Halo 3 a night. We'll be trying to do some more Halo 2 Vista stuff. And, of course, we'll be playing Halo 4 very often. Make sure you check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all that jazz. I will be posting the E3 video on Saturday. So all that editing stuff should be done by then. And, of course, pictures will be up on the website or Facebook. Not sure where exactly I'm posting that yet. Most likely Facebook, though. All that E3 coverage should be done by this week so I can be ready for RTX coverage. Yay.
You're going to make me get a Facebook account, aren't you?
You can view the Facebook page without having a Facebook account. You just wouldn't be able to comment on it.
I guess I'm clicking on the links wrong then. I clicked on some links that were posted on Facebook and it wouldn't let me in. It could be just the way they've got them filed on their page.
Maybe everything is open on Facebook that I know of. So, but check those out. Check out our social media stuff. We'll be posting more stuff on Instagram as we're at RTX, of course. And make sure you check out our podcasting network, thepodcast.com. That's, of course, thepodcast.com. And you can check out our sister podcasts, Critcast, the TF2 podcast, Reachcast, the Planet Side 2 podcast, Guardian Radio for the Guardians of Destiny.com, and How to Murder Time. We recently released part 2 of Why We Podcast, and that was episode 429. So if you want to kind of get a glimpse of some of the stuff that we do to generate content and talk about stuff on our shows, definitely check it out. It's kind of an ongoing series that we're doing, just discussing why we podcast and some of the stuff that we do because of podcasting, why we the certain ways that we do things on podcasts and all that kind of stuff. So if you want to get a perspective of how some of these other podcasts do their stuff, it's a really good way to get a feel for what podcasting means to us, for people that have done it for quite some time. Make sure you check out, I already said that. Never mind. If you guys want to help out with the podcast financially, then you can. There's a PayPal donate button on the website, or you can use our Amazon affiliate link. So if you click on, right now we have the Halo Master Chief Collection and Halo 2 Vista up on the widget on our homepage. If you click through those, you can go and purchase those, or if you want to add stuff to your Amazon cart, you can do that. Then click on one of the links, navigate to your cart, and make your purchases there, and a small percentage of that comes back to us to help support the website, and that takes care of some stuff financially. But your donations and your Amazon purchases help out a lot, and that was one of the reasons why we were able to get Brent a new mic, which unfortunately doesn't work at the moment, which hopefully will get fixed very soon. But other than that, fair enough. Other than that, I think the only other thing we need to announce is that we do this show live on Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. So if you're not part of the Twitch chat, make sure you come on over and hit us up. Whenever we do some of the bigger topic shows that is just not us reading the bulletin, we'll take some questions from the chat and dive into some deep discussions. Make sure you check that out. Again, that is Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Twitch TV. I think once we get to the Halo Master Chief Collection, we'll probably be live streaming that as well on our channel, just whenever I decide to hop on and stream. I will probably do a campaign run as well once it gets released.
I think I am definitely planning on doing the campaign run.
Nice. I think a lot of people would be doing the campaign run.
I plan on doing the campaign run, and I'll stream it on my own channel. If anybody wants to watch, that's fine. I'm even up for doing the little co-op run too. So
co-op would be pretty cool.
I'll have to set aside a Saturday to make the run all the way through the game.
It took me, I did a full campaign run through once. It took me 26 hours.
So yeah, it's a long run.
It's definitely a long one.
Was that on Legendary or was that on?
That was on Heroic, if I remember right. Yeah. It's actually all up on my personal YouTube channel, if anyone's interested to go check it out. Other than that, I believe that is going to be it for this week. I think I wanted to say something else, but I can't remember at the moment, so I'll say it next week. Again, we'll be at RTX. We'll be doing a couple podcasts there. We'll let you guys know whether we're going to be live or not. I will probably get pulled in to be on the Griffball Upcast, possibly, for next week. I don't know what Goose and Cal's plans are. I know there's going to be a gaggle of about 30 or so Griffballers there, so it's going to be Griffball Central for the weekend next week. If you're at RTX, definitely hit me up on Twitter, and we can set up a time to meet. I will have some swag that you can grab, some Podtacular swag. And, yeah, come check us out, come hit me up, and let's meet up. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, keep on fragging RTX.
See ya.